Nossa, escuta.
It's April 23rd, and the Logbook.com's escape pod is heading him off at the past. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. On this date in 1967, the Soviet Union launched the first of a new generation of spacecraft, Soyuz 1, with cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov flying solo on the new vehicle's proving flight. But Komarov ran into serious technical issues. Engineers clearly hadn't worked out all of the bugs in the new Soyuz capsule, but were pressured by Moscow to launch Komarov anyway for political reasons. A day later, everyone involved would regret this decision. In 1985, one of the worst product rollouts in history, and a cyberpunk icon got caught in the sugary backwash.
I heard you were big time in the old pop biz. Well, I'm going to take that as a no comment. So, nitty-gritty time. What I'm talking about, and you're not, is that more people prefer the new refreshing taste of Coke over Pepsi. More people are, as we Cokeologists say, catching the wave. Catch the wave. Coke.
Despite Max Headroom's best efforts as a pitch man, New Coke disappeared only 3 months later. Born on this day in 1564, William Shakespeare, possibly the most quoted and paraphrased author in the English language. He also died on this date in 1616. In 1858, German physicist Max Planck was born, the father of quantum physics theory. The $6 million man himself, actor Lee Majors, was born in 1939.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
On this date in 1975, actor William Hartnell died. He was the first Doctor Who.
Yes, well, the party's over now. You young men and I go back to our time zones. Though considering the way things have been going, well, I shudder to think what you'll do without me.
In 1983, Buster Crabbe, the first actor to have played either Flash Gordon or Buck Rogers, died. In 1990, Fox got a head start on a career of letting down sci-fi fans by airing the final episode of the Alien Nation TV series, adding insult to injury by canceling the show on a cliffhanger.
You smell them. They're lovely. Are these from you, George?
No.
Where are they from? Oh, let's see. You're far lovelier than these flowers.
Signed, an admirer.
In 2005, the revived Doctor Who aired its own first cliffhanger by introducing us to the Slitheen.
Excuse me, do you mind not farting while I'm saving the world?
In 1999, Best Brains, the makers of Mystery Science Theater 3000, closed their doors after failing to find a new home for MST3K or coming up with a new project to replace it. And in 1996, the soundtrack CD Star Wars Shadows of the Empire was released, but it was a soundtrack without a movie. Instead, the music accompanied the novel and video game of the same name. You can read about these events and many more on the Logbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to the Escape Pod.
produced by Earl Kane.